Anna, you're a Chicagoan.
Yes,
I'm
I
a
am.
Chicagoan.
You
life
are?
Lifelongers, as we both are.
Yep.
I don't know, Anna. I don't know about you, but I've been known to. I've had it there over the years. There've been a few traffic citations. Over the years?
Sure. Yeah. I would say that's happened to myself. I was just online yesterday paying a couple of, citations, as you mentioned. I had a couple of those.
Do you have the red light or the speed?
No, neither of those. Just the parking.
Yeah. I once set a record in the city of Chicago for parking violations under the old yellow tickets.
Before they booted you after three?
Yes. Before that. They would boot you after like 300, and I somehow made that number. But anyway, but that's not the point. That's not why I called.
Have
you seen the story about the red light cameras and the speeding cameras? Now, we all know that the company that did this, the CEO is now gone to the big house.
Mm-hmm.
There's another person who's en route to the big house who was part of that deal to get that deal wired into to the city. And we also know that they were monkeying around with the yellow light timing. There was all kinds of different things going on. But then there was one entrepreneurial lawyer, one person who wished to find true justice for Chicagoans, J.C. Zolna, who put together a class action in which, J.C., I want you to walk me through this, because you found something that is just, well, as a lifelong Chicagoan, it blew my socks off. I could not believe what you uncovered in this lawsuit concerning the red lights and the speed cameras.
Because you always think you can't beat City Hall, right?
Well, in this case, City Hall was not only beating you, they were trying to get around you. They were cheating on, as far as I'm concerned, J.C., they were cheating on the system. But then they tried to change the law to double cheat on the system. Because now you're, go back and explain what the basis of your lawsuit was in the beginning.
Sure. The city, when they set up this program years ago, passed an ordinance that set up certain procedural requirements, procedural safeguards for citizens that required certain notices be sent and certain timeframes be followed to allow people to come up with the money to pay the fines or
right.
give them a reasonable opportunity to contest the tickets. As you know, there are several
defenses
out there that give grounds to potential reasons to contest a violation.
Sure. I mean, there's a...
I thought they were uncontestable.
Left. No, the turning... Like, there, it depends on where you are at the time that the light turns yellow, because if you're in an intersection and you were legally in that intersection to turn left and the oncoming traffic blocks you, that is an affirmative defense for this. But it's a kangaroo court when you go into it anyway, right? I mean, because you're
not going
to a real judge, you're going to an adjudicator.
Yeah, right. Well, it's a little bit of a crapshoot, and I think it does depend on the administrative law judge. But there are, you know, the yellow light issue is one, and then obviously I think another big issue that's been reported is the lack of pedestrians in the area. So those are all grounds.
On
the speeding cameras, yeah, correct. And those are all issues that you could use to contest these tickets. It turns out, however, that the city isn't following their own procedural safeguards. They're really kind of short-circuiting it, the net effect of which is to accelerate their ability to find you liable and assess late fees.
So the idea here is, let's do this as a practical example. So let's say I blow the red light at LaSalle and Kinsey. One of my favorites. That's one of the that's one of the big ones.
Yep.
Hard not to blow that one. Now, once you blow that light, you have, and the camera, you know, they take your picture, and then you get, let's say within, what, like 2 or 3 days, you get the violation in the mail, right?
Correct.
Now, at that point, they're supposed to give you how many days before they send you a second notice telling you that you owe them the money?
It's within 7 days after the initial notice. If you do not respond to it, they are required to send you a second notice and give you an additional 2-week period to contest the ticket. It turns out that they never have sent that second notice.
Now,
the next notice you're going to receive is a determination of liability, which prevents you from contesting the ticket any further. You're then found liable. You have to pay that amount.
Boom, boom,
subject,
boom.
Subject
so that's a violation of the law.
That is a violation of law.
Their own law.
And on top of that, the law, their own law, requires a 25-day period after that in order for you to pay the fine before it doubles. It turns out that they were prematurely assessing those late fees as well.
So they were doubling you.
Doubling you before the required grace period.
Okay, now. Now, a judge in her, right? Her infinite wisdom, or was it a him? It was a her, wasn't it?
It was a her, yeah.
Yeah, her.
It was her.
A judge in her infinite wisdom on Friday found on your behalf and on the behalf of all of us who have so dutifully tried to obey the laws and have at times may have made a mistake and wanted enough time to think about the trouble that we have caused.
At least 25 days. That's all I needed, you know?
But, I mean, but the one thing is that it's, you know, it's one thing to pay the initial fine, you know, of whatever it is, $100 or $75 or $100 or whatever the initial fine is. It's another to get doubled automatically.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Right. And unfairly. So now this judge on Friday found on your behalf, if you have received a red light ticket ever, are you currently liable for it? And if you've ever received one and paid it, will you get your money back?
Well, if you received the determination of liability, you're definitely going to be part of our case. In terms of all people who ever received one, it's interesting that you mention that, because about 2 months after our suit was filed, you would think that if a defendant was kind of caught, so to speak, with their hand in the cookie jar or violating the law, that they would conform their behavior to the law to stop the ongoing problem. Well, it turns out that the city, instead of conforming their behavior to the law, just went ahead and changed the law to conform to their behavior. So they removed
some of
these
procedural.
It's
nice to be the city, isn't it?
So they amended the city code to, or at least they attempted to amend the city code to remove some of these procedural safeguards that they had in before, so they can continue to do what they're doing.
So what does that mean? If I've got a red light ticket from a year ago, do you think that the chances are pretty good that I could appeal it and get my money back?
Well, you wouldn't be able to appeal it through the administrative process. If you received it a year ago, you're probably still covered under our current lawsuit. The effect of their amendment to the lawsuit was an effort on their part to more or less try to cleanse their behavior going forward.
Yeah, and to make it clear so that they can, because the budget system in the city, and I love this. I mean, we're talking about this is it's they're treating it like a tax when actually it's a violation, right? So as what they're trying to do is they have quotas, they have numbers that they want to hit out of these offices. And they weren't hitting them, so what they did is they circumvented the period of time that it took for a fine to double. They just basically cut out that middle period where they give you enough time to, you know, get the money together to pay your fine. They doubled the fine, and then they're billing people for it and, you know, threatening them with all the other things that happen if you don't end up paying the fine, right, including booting, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that one of the
deals? Yeah, they can seize your vehicle, all sorts of
horrible
things.
Draconian things. So they did that because they needed to make the money, and they basically just changed the law without telling anybody, because the city council didn't change the law, did they?
It was. The amendment passed.
Okay, so there was a within that, and that just happened how? I don't even understand how that part with that. Did the city council know that they were doing this in the middle of a lawsuit?
I don't know. We tried to find some of the legislative history and the debates and things. We weren't able to find any that were publicly available. So I'm not sure what the stated reason was for these changes. But, I mean, it's pretty clear that 2 months after a lawsuit is filed, accusing them of not following their law, they went ahead and changed the law in an effort to conform it to what they've been doing.
Talk about a code of silence, man. You know, we talk about the cops have a code of silence. Those 50 aldermen have a code of silence, too. Because they're probably, do we know what the vote was on that?
I do not know.
See, I wonder if there was even a vote. I swear to God, JC, I wonder if they actually even took the vote or somebody just stamped it and said, "Yeah, oh yeah, no,
yeah, we'll
no,
change
voted,
that."
Yeah, they, oh yeah, no, they voted out last week. Yeah, that's what happened.
Well, how many people do you think are going to be part of your lawsuit ultimately if you bring in everybody you believe who's gotten red light tickets who would qualify? What kind of people and what kind of numbers are you talking about?
You know, I can't give you an educated guess, but other than that, it's going to be fairly significant just because of the volume. You know, the published reports of the volume of tickets that have been written over the years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our suit will cover a pretty significant chunk of that.
The exact
amount of which I don't know. But
and neither does the city, and they're scared crapless. Because
you imagine
it could be
where
are
you going to find
number.
The money? They said $300 million was generated in 1 year.
Yeah. So, hey, the other question too is if you got a ticket, do you have to affirmatively join your suit, or is it passive?
I guess what you refer to as passive, that is correct. In other words, it's a suit where it hasn't been certified as a class yet. I should clarify that. That's our next step, is to ask the court to certify it as a class. And if that happens, and I think it will, it's a textbook class action, then all of the people who are affected by these practices will automatically be in the class. There's no need for them to affirmatively join into a class action like this.
Just wait for your check in the mail.
These things are so hated, but I think the really good reason, David Kidwell here at the Chicago Tribune has done a series of investigations that really enlightened the entire city about the red light camera program in a lot of ways, because they were billed as a safety issue going in, and it really turned out to be a revenue thing, right? And then he said that the number of crashes in the intersections that have these, that they were supposed to protect or prevent, actually went down in some categories, but went up in other categories, like rear-end collisions of people trying to stop suddenly to avoid a red light ticket and that kind of thing, that those actually went up. So the safety argument went out the window, and, mm-hmm. and now you're stuck where we are right now.
Yeah. See what they did? See what they did? See what they tried to do here? Yeah. I want to just say that this may be the happiest moment of my life listening to this lawsuit.
You know, had that many red light tickets?
Yeah.
It's
none of your business. But but the thing is that I might be able to quit my job and just wait for the money to come rolling in if JC
should
actually
do that, JC?
Is,
what do you think?
Is successful.
You going to win this?
I'm going to do my best.
All right. There you go. All right. Thank you, JC. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
All right. JC Zolna is the attorney who's trying to get the class action suit against the red light cameras because the city, and this is egregious. Why doesn't somebody go to jail for this?
Right.
The city circumvented their own law, took away the grace period for doubling the fine just because they could.
Right.
They had their own law.
And you can double up those fines and get a lot more money quickly.
And there is no record of an actual debate in city council about this.
Weird.
How about that?
I did try Googling it quickly. I hadn't heard anything about it.
Interesting stuff.
This doesn't all add up.
Nothing in this town adds up.
Mm-hmm.
Except the
red light ticket fines.
Exactly.
Which are $300 million in 1 year.
In all honesty, I think I've only had two. In my driving career of the red light fines.
Yeah, I don't get that many either, but it depends on if you traveled those intersections regularly, because there are some. I think there's one on Stony Island that generated $50 million in 1 year.
Oh, that's not a shocker. Have you been on Stony Island?
It's people go quickly. It's like to use as an expressway, right?
It's like the U.S. 30 dirty drag strip is basically what it's like, as you're trying to get, especially that Stony Island between Hyde Park, and you get on the south end of that where you mm-hmm. get on the Skyway?
Yeah, 95th and Stony Island. That's the number one moneymaker.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, $5 million. I apologize. In 1 year and over the course of the time that they've been installed, more than that.
It's like the starting. It's like the starting of the Indianapolis 500. when the light turns green there. All right. Gentlemen, start your engines. Here we go. Violetta Pottermatic, WGN Traffic Trouble Spots right now.